1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Rudy Canoza is joining us. Mr. Canoza, the owner of Jetem Lingerie, and business is popping. Mr. Canoza, how are you this evening?
Thank you, Phil. I'm very good, and we're having a good night compared to some slow business earlier.
I know the Christmas rush this year has been slow. I've heard a lot of merchants talking about that.
It's been slow in places, you know. What has happened is sometimes what traditionally happens, and that is sometimes it's slow for the first few days of the week, and then the last few days before Christmas, you know.
And so it's picking up.
It's picking up a great deal.
Now, the Miracle on 34th Street sale, and I'm fascinated with the name of that and what that represents.
Well, it's an inspiration, you know. The movie, Phil, Miracle on 34th Street, is a favorite movie of mine. And there is one part of the movie where this gentleman who plays Santa Claus says that if you cannot find the item you're looking for, then you can go to Gimbel's. So he sends the customers to another store.
Right.
And I was impressed with that because of the honesty involved in that. And so in the film, where he says, you know, we are going to be honest with you, you can't get this product here, but you can get it at another store. We feel that there are some of our customers, some of our female customers who come into our lingerie shop, and we want to be equally honest with them. And so that's why we call it the Miracle on 34th Street sale.
Are you saying that the lingerie is too expensive for them, and you're telling them to buy it somewhere else, or?
No, it's more along the lines of the way of the design. The Jetem lingerie is a specific design. There are some women who will come into our store who we do not feel, for whom the lingerie is not the best avenue. They will most probably not look as good wearing a lingerie. They might in the process leave themselves open to some kind of ridicule. And so I want to be very clear that we take every precaution not to injure the feelings of our customers. So I want to state that up front. But we do feel there are some of our customers, some of our female customers, who would not look their best.
Why do you feel that way?
Well, I learned this the hard way.
To say that a woman doesn't look good in lingerie, I mean, doesn't every woman, isn't there some lingerie that she's going to look good in?
Well, I learned this the hard way. I learned this the hard way with my first wife. There was an evening that she put on this outfit that she had bought at Fredericks of Hollywood. And as soon as she walked into the bedroom, I can remember I burst out laughing. I could not stop laughing. She looked so utterly ridiculous in this outfit. I laughed and I laughed. So I remember this.
What was she wearing? Why did you laugh?
Well, my first wife had very large hands. She had very large feet. And she was also slightly bow-legged. And she came out wearing this see-through negligee, and she just looked like some bow-legged woman with a pair of flimsy pajamas, you know. I mean, she's a lovely girl, but not the kind of woman who should wear lingerie. And I remember that we've put this into practice. That lesson, if I see a woman, I know is going to look clown-like, almost like a clown in our lingerie. I've tried to gently dissuade her, and our honesty goes a long way.
Well, it's a unique policy, honesty in the business. You're quoting the movie Miracle on 34th Street, but it is just a movie. It's not real life. To say to somebody, well, you know, you can get it cheaper at another store, or, you know what, maybe you shouldn't buy this product that isn't right for you.
Well, you know, see, the reason why a woman comes into a lingerie shop is to make a man happy. To the man in your life, you want to make happy. But if she is not the kind of person that we can, in good conscience, send out of our store wearing our lingerie, if I am not comfortable knowing she'll be walking into a bedroom wearing our styles, we offer her an alternative because, again, she has come into our store to make a man in her life happy. And so we offer all women who... we won't sell lingerie to because we are afraid of what she'll look like in it. We do offer something that will make the man in her life very happy, and that is a selection. There's a very reasonable rate of adult films. They're very erotic and really the kind of thing that a man will see and say, now you're talking, you know.
So wait a minute. So instead of her being able to buy your lingerie, you give her an adult film?
To give to her husband, yes. I mean, we say to that particular customer, if we might suggest, we know that you came in here with the very highest of hopes that you would look good in our lingerie. That is unfortunately not the case, but we do have a wonderful selection. May we present to you something we know the man in your life will love, and then we will show her the adult films.
What do you have?
These are all things that a man, you know, see, a man is going to understand these. So we don't tell her, just take this movie.
Well, what are some of the names?
We've got the Shock Video 2004, Too Hot for the Box, Attack of the Monster Memories, you know. Big Boss Superstars, Big Boss Superstars 2, Screw My Wife Please, 13. All of the Endure Doggy Style, it's ridiculous. You're not going to tell a woman, but a lot of these titles for you to understand are for the men. We tell the ladies that. But let me tell you something. I've never had a dissatisfied customer.
You have never had a woman walk out of your store after you tell her, our lingerie is going to look good on you, but here's an adult film for your husband. You've never had...
I have never, ever had a woman walk out of this store unhappy because we treat every woman like a lady. Even if we don't feel that she is going to look good wearing our lingerie, because I have a right to expect that my lingerie is going to look good and at its best, we have never had an unhappy customer.
All right, Rudy Canosa with us here on just a couple of days before Christmas. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on our show. And specifically, Mr. Canosa is talking about the Miracle on 34th Street sale. In that movie, you're talking about the man playing Santa Claus.
Yes.
Who says to the people, you know what, Macy's doesn't have that at the price that you should pay for it. Gimbel's has it for less. And what happens in the movie, people are so impressed by that Santa Claus's honesty
that they continue to shop at Macy's, yes.
And you're hoping that...
Well, we are not just hoping. This has happened for us. We have had women come into our store, and we have said, and I say it in a way that is going to be extremely respectful there. I will say to her, you know what? The way you look in that lingerie is not, it's just not going to make any man, you know, it's not going to make him hot for you. So why don't you, you know, quit while you're at. And
do you say quit while you're ahead?
Well, no, but I say it in a way that is respectful. What I'm trying to say to her is this. You, look, just take that off and put your clothes back on. And I've got another idea for you. And they're excited, and they come and say, look, I have these movies. Now, I don't want to say the names of these movies for the women, because they're a little offensive for the women. One of these Jenna Jameson movies, you know, Candy Samples, you know, some old... you know, that's this Attack of the Monster Memories movie, this kind of thing, you know. I don't want to say to her what the name of the movie is. But what I do say...
Well, how do you tell a woman, I've got something here that's going to make your husband happy instead of you wearing lingerie because you don't really look good in our lingerie? I have an adult film.
I tell her this. I say, do you want to make your man happy? And she says, of course I do. I said, all right, that is our goal. And she says, yes. I said, all right, let's make this our goal, to make this man happy as quickly as we can. And I will tell you, after a man puts so many hours to work, and he puts so many hours to support his family, you understand, Phil?
Yeah.
The quickest way to make this man happy is to give him a beautiful adult film, you know, some beautiful, sexy lady. And he can sit down in quiet and peace and not have anybody bother him, so he can watch this... whatever this Screw My Wife Please 13 or whatever these things are, it sounds childish.
Well, some of these titles are, no woman is going to, if you tell her the title.
No, I don't tell the titles. Well, but the title is on the box, so the man's going to open this up. He wants to make sure it's worth his, you know, it's worth watching, you know. And but I have a friend, a video store, who has these. And a lot of these titles, Phil, you understand, as I said. But please understand, I must control how my design will look and will wear. But lingerie, as I said, women buy it to make their men happy. The good news is, all of this, believe me, we have never sent away an unhappy woman. Never. Never.
All right, Rudy, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, there's an unusual, and every Christmas we try to bring on a guy that does business in an unusual way. He frankly tells women who don't look good in his lingerie, you don't look good in our lingerie, but look, if you want to make your man happy, and she gives free an adult film to the women who come into the store. Mr. Canosa also, by the way, designs his lingerie and feels that he has a right to control how it's going to look. And if the wrong woman's wearing it, he doesn't want her wearing it. What's that, bud?
Oh, he's unhappy.
There's no one unhappy. Exactly. There's nobody unhappy that leaves his store. He says the women go out of there pleased. 1-800-449-8686 here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I just wonder, why have a store if you are going to limit who you sell the product to? You could be a catalog, but why have a store and then have the women walk in there only to risk humiliating them by saying, you know, you heard him, quit while you're ahead. Please take my product off. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, on the line with me is Rudy Canoza, and Mr. Canoza is with Je T'aime Lingerie, one of many, many retail outlets that will be open late tonight across the United States, selling Christmas presents. What about men that come in to buy lingerie?
Yes, there are a great many men who will come into our store to buy something for their wife, but that only happens in a great number really at this time of year. Our customers are women, for by and large women, and those are the people that we prefer to deal with, because when a woman is shopping in the store, we can get a good idea of what she's going to look like with this lingerie on.
But this time of year, if a man comes in and says, well, I'm thinking of this or that for my wife?
We try to ask him what does she look like, but for the individual man who is coming into shop for his wife, it's not a good idea, because we don't know what his wife looks like. If he's got a photograph of her, sometimes it helps, but it's not something we're going to encourage, because we don't know what my work will look like on there. My work is the result of a lot of years. You know, I studied at the design school. I worked in some of the fashion capital in Europe, you know. To have my work put on a woman that I've never seen, you know, is going to, if it's going to, I can't do it, you know. So I am trying to say that we would rather the woman come in, you know.
But if she comes in and she's not the right body type, well, you're telling me that you had a wife, your first wife, who looked ridiculous in a Fredericks of Hollywood outfit.
Well, Fredericks of Hollywood is Fredericks of Hollywood doesn't understand really what a tasteful lingerie is. We do have that kind of thing. We have a room which is separated by a beaded curtain from the rest of the store. If you wish, a lot of us, well, let's go to the beaded curtain room, you know, to see. But that's, we call that a last resort, you know.
All right, but if a woman comes into your store and she isn't, you say, the type of woman who looks good in lingerie, you...
No, it's not looks good in lingerie. It's not look good in my lingerie. Any woman can go and buy anything off the rack at the make company, or she can buy something off the rack at some department store, and no one is going to keep her from making a fool of herself. But in my store, we will tell her, you are going to make a fool of yourself, and don't wear this. You are going to...
But what about the vanity of women? Isn't she going to be upset? Isn't she...
No, if you know how to speak to a woman, and I do know how to speak to a woman, if you flatter her, if you tell her that she's very lovely, but she is just never going to look good in lingerie, if you tell her, you know, yeah, you have a man in your life who loves you and you are lucky, but you don't need to wear lingerie. And in any event, you shouldn't wear lingerie, because you're going to wind up looking like a clown, you know. And we try to keep a woman from looking clown-like. We want the women to be happy. And as I've said to you, Phil, we've never had a woman walk out of this store unhappy.
And every woman that does not, that you refuse to sell her lingerie.
That is correct, yes.
And and every woman that you refuse to sell lingerie to gets a free adult film. Does this offend them?
No, it's never offended them, because they want to make a man happy. And the surest way to make a man happy, other than to provide him with a beautiful woman in a beautiful lingerie, is to give him an adult film to look at and to, you know, to please, so he can, you know, feel, he can please him, you know, be with himself, or not be with himself, but he can feel what is the word I'm looking for, you know.
So he's watching it by himself?
Well, no, I mean, he can watch it with her if he wants to, but that's, it sort of defeats the purpose, you know. I mean, if she doesn't look good in lingerie, I don't think he's necessarily going to want to have her hanging around while he's, you know, trying to... Excuse me, I've got a cold. I don't think he's going to want to have her hanging around while he's trying to... Let me be graphic. While he's trying to get his cookies, you know. So I would say that it's...
All right, Mr. Canoza, the point that I'm trying to make here is that it doesn't seem like some women are uppermost in your mind when it comes to your lingerie.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean. If you're suggesting...
I'm suggesting to you that your lingerie is only for certain women, and for the women that it's not for, they're sort of like a throwaway.
No, they're not a throwaway. But they are not the primary customer. But I don't send any woman out of my store unhappy. I don't send...
You send a woman out of your store saying to her, well, you know, I heard you say these words. You know what, I tell you what, quit while you're ahead, take the lingerie off, I've got an adult movie for you, Attack of the Monster... Attack of the Monster Mammaries. Isn't that what you said?
I don't tell her the name of the movie. I don't tell her the name of the movie.
All right, but you're giving her a video of an adult movie, and then she is to go and give that to her man.
That is correct, yes. Believe me, I know women, Mr. Henry. I know women. I have worked in the lingerie business for a long time. No one knows women better than a man who works in the kind of business that I work in. And when I tell you that some women, when they put on lingerie, look almost as if they belong, you know, that they should be shaving in front of a wash basin with a mirror while someone waters the elephants, you know.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean clown-like. Clownish. Believe me when I tell you, I don't like to say that to a woman, but if she's going to look like a clown, then I'm going to have to say that to her. And this is how Rudy feels, you know.
Tell Rudy, well, all right. Mr. Canoza, I believe that your stores are open until midnight tomorrow night, is that right?
Yes, midnight to Christmas Eve, right.
Okay, and you're open till midnight tonight?
We are open till midnight tonight. We want the people to come in. We want the women to come in, but we are again, saying to the women, you may not be the kind of person who we are willing to sell our lingerie to. Now, you can go to Victoria's Secret, they'll sell to anyone. You can go to Fredericks of Hollywood, they'll sell to anyone. You can go to all these stores, they'll sell. We don't sell to everyone. We only sell to women who we feel are going to do justice to Rudy's work. Because I, Rudy, have made this design, and I wish for it to be on a body of a woman who is going to look as if she, you know, someone's going to want to, you know, be with her for more than, you know, a couple of seconds. You know, saying goodbye to her in the morning. I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. You know.
Well, no, you're giving me the information.
I mean, I'm just telling you. You know, I can't have it on. You know, I can't have this hanging on some. You know, I don't know what you want to call her, but yeah, they're beautiful women, but I can't do it. No way. No way. I mean, yeah.
All right, I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Rudy Canoza of Je T'aime Lingerie. And he is... This is a man who sells lingerie only to certain women. And he, as you just heard him, I can't have it on other kinds of women. No way. Because Rudy's the designer. However, if he refuses to sell you lingerie based upon how you look, he will give you an adult film to take home to your husband. Some of the films that he has listed here, Too Hot for the Box, Screw My Wife, Please, and Big Bust Superstars. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, there's no phone calls for you, so what do you want me to say to you? We're back on the air now. We're back. Mr. Canoza, Rudy Canoza, I want to thank you very much, sir, for being with us.
Of course. Thank you very much, Mr. Henry, for having me on your program. I want to speak, if anyone wants to speak to me about my policy, they can call your show now, right?
Well, we've been giving our number out for the last half hour, and I don't think there are any women that are interested in engaging you in this conversation.
Well, perhaps I should explain to them. I've been in the lingerie business.
Well, you've explained a lot, and I only have a certain amount of time I allot for guests. No women want to talk to you, and if you want me to venture a guess, I will.
Well, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that you think me giving adult films.
I think that denying women the ability to purchase your product is insulting to them. They don't want to talk to you about it. They'll just go down to Victoria's Secret or go down to Fredericks of Hollywood.
Well, let me explain. Perhaps if you'll give me a...
I got to get going. I got other stuff I got to do.
Wait a minute. I came on your program to do an interview. I want to take some phone calls from the people.
There's no people here to give you any phone calls. No one wants to talk to you.
Well, then let me explain something to you, if you don't mind, Mr. Henry.
Very quickly.
Very quickly, huh? Oh, okay. Number one, and I'm sure to say this to the women who are listening. Please, understand. Not every woman looks best in a Rudy Canosa design. I am not going to insult you by taking your money the way Halston will take your money, the way Calvin Klein will take your money. You see, they don't care who they make look like a clown. Calvin Klein doesn't care if you buy his clothes and then you wind up looking like a beast. I do. Okay, so do you give the phone number now?
Do you honest to God think that women are going to call?
Mr. Henry,
1-800-449-8686. They're not going to call. And Calvin Klein doesn't make women look like beasts.
Oh, excuse me. I think I know my business.
Well, how does Calvin Klein make women look like beasts?
Those designer jeans that he made was a war crime. It was a crime against humanity because there were women who put those jeans on and they were funky. Now, you know what I'm saying.
There's nobody calling. I got to move on.
Please call me.
Get out of here.
I don't want to get out of here.
Get out of here.